on this full-time boss journey, let me tell you, there will come a time where you are out of lifelines. If you choose full-time entrepreneurship, there will come a time where you will question if you are built for this. There will come a time where you will start to question, did you hear God right? Like, did I hear God right? Did he tell me to do this? Like, you will start to question if you heard God right. There may come a time where you even start to question just your entire purpose, what you're even on this earth for, okay? Like, believe me, I have been there. You are now listening to the Full Time Boss Podcast with Nia Hines. Most people think that being equipped to transition to full-time entrepreneurship is about having financial security and a promising business plan. But honestly, what you really need is to understand how to overpower your will, your emotions, and your mind. When you learn how to do that, that is when you are able to experience unlimited growth and success beyond your wildest dreams. Join me as I share with you the real keys required to becoming a full-time boss. That right there was a huge mindset shift that has taken me almost 3 years to reconcile. Okay? It has taken me almost 3 years because that is not how I was used to operating. On this road of full-time entrepreneurship, if you are not in full-time entrepreneurship, but you have a desire, or if you're already there and you haven't experienced this, you will get to a point where you realize that there is no person, there is no relationship, there is no material item, there is no training, there is no coach, there is no mentor that can fulfill your life with those three C's. Of course, there will always be people in your life that support you on your journey and all of that. But I want you to understand that God is the only thing that can fulfill you in your life. No matter what you may think, even right now in your corporate career or in your full-time job, no matter what you think, you are not in control. No matter how it may feel to you, you are not in control. Okay? Now, listen, you can definitely be like I used to be and try to do your own thing and run your life the way you want to run it and come up with rationale and reasoning as to why God's word doesn't apply to you in certain areas of your life, or it applies in certain areas and not all areas. Listen, I know all about it, okay? That was me all day. Listen, but I promise you, I guarantee it. Like Denzel said on the movie American Gangster, I can guarantee that you will get to a point in life, specifically on your full-time boss journey, where you are going to be out of answers, where you have done all that you can do, and you have no more capacity within yourself to handle or even see the road ahead. At that point, that is where I want you to come back to this episode. I want you to listen to this episode again, because that's when it's going to click for you and you're going to understand what I mean. Because see, you could be listening to this episode right now and you might not get it, right? Like, you might not get it. Like, believe me, I understand. You might not get it. The place that you may be in life right now, this may sound like another language. I understand, because that used to be me. I used to find comfort in the things of this life, right? Like, I used to walk around thinking God was my helpmate. I thought God was just like my partner in crime. Somebody who's a higher being that supported me in life and supported me in the decisions that I was making. Like, I never really realized that he wasn't just supporting me. He was actually running the show. Okay? He was actually running the show. So if you don't understand this right now, I get it. I understand. I've been there before. But just do me this favor. This episode is sponsored by my group coaching program, Elevate. If you are ready to serve more clients, make more money, and position your business for long-term growth, visit niahines.com/elevate to learn more and apply today. Once you get to a point in life where you don't know what else to do, where you don't know where to turn, I want you to do me a favor and I want you to choose God in that moment. Now, listen, okay. See, there will come a time where on this full-time boss journey, let me tell you, there will come a time where you are out of lifelines. If you choose full-time entrepreneurship, there will come a time where you will question if you are built for this. there will come a time where you will start to question, did you hear God right? Did I hear God right? Did he tell me to do this? Like, you will start to question if you heard God right. There may come a time where you even start to question just your entire purpose, what you're even on this earth for, okay? Like, believe me, I have been there. But in that moment, when you get to a point where you are on your knees and you don't know where else to turn, I want you to choose God. And not just choose him in that particular circumstance or that situation that you may be experiencing in your business, but I want you to choose him to take control of every area of your life. And trust and believe that as soon as you make that decision, as soon as you decide to die to yourself and allow something much greater than you to be the head of your life, I want you to put on your armor and get ready, okay? Get ready for the battle. Get ready for the hardship, because there is going to be a lot of struggle between the person you were and the person that you know you need to become. But once you choose God, he will take you to that next level. But when you're being promoted by God, that's a process that will more than likely be different than anything else you've ever experienced. The process that God takes you through will look different than what you're used to. But I promise you, it will be so worth it once you make it to the other side. But the hard part is actually getting through it. And see, usually that's where most people check out in full-time entrepreneurship. That's where most people decide to go back to the life that they felt more comfortable in. Because their ability to keep moving forward when all they can see is one step ahead, that requires a different level of faith and obedience that most people just are not willing to commit to. That's why full-time entrepreneurship is a road less traveled, right? That's why there's way more people that are employees and work for someone than people that choose this life path, right? So if full-time entrepreneurship is your calling and that's what God intends for your life, I want to encourage you to not give up, to keep pressing forward and to choose him first. I want you to lean on God for the three C's of your life, for your comfort, for your certainty, and for your control. And once you do that, once you yield to his process and once you yield to his ways and not your own, I promise you, you are going to come out a champion on the other side. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe, leave a review, then head over to neahines.com and join my private Facebook group. I want to hear from you. I want to connect with you, and I would love to support you on your journey. Remember, many are called, but few are chosen, and it all begins with your mindset and beliefs. Until next time.